Hi, I'm Mario Guerra, the two-time former mayor of the great city of Downey. And you're listening, you're watching Talking Downey with Mayor Mario. How are you? It's good to be back home. I know I took a little bit of a trip over to Hawaii. Yes, I was working during the election time there on my hotel balcony in my iPad, and it was all good. So we're kind of recapping, getting in the back into the swing of things. A lot of things, a lot of moving parts going on. But I want to start off with locally. I reviewed Tuesday's council meeting, and I wanted to bring you up to date on a couple of things that were kind of important from there. First of all, in Downey, okay, Mayor Mario Trujillo got reelected overwhelmingly. Congratulations to him. Councilwoman Dorothy Pemberton got reelected overwhelmingly. Kudos to her. And Horacio Ortiz, he didn't such a great job that he had nobody running against him, and he got reelected. So we have three folks that are going to be on there for the next 4 years, and congratulations to them. Now, something else that happened that was pretty big, and they referenced it a little bit in the council meeting on Tuesday on a couple of things. The city of Downey, the residents, in their wisdom, voted overwhelmingly 67%. 67% of Downey residents voted overwhelmingly to tax themselves a quarter of a cent sales tax to be able to go funding for Measure D, which goes toward police and funding, police and fire funding for us. So that's a big deal. Our residents saw it, saw the need, saw that we got a great police department, a great fire department, and trusted the council and the city staff to make sure to do what's right with the money on there. You know, I want to thank all the residents that were, I want to thank the committee. You know, it's something on Tuesday, the committee didn't get thanked for that, for helping push it. But you know what? It was a lot of people, our police and fire management association, both police and fire unions, it walked on their own time. We had former Mayor Alex Saab, CEO of Financial Partners, Nader. You have David Cantor from them, Tony Christina from Financial Partners, Martha Sotitani from the school district, Ronnie Hernandez from the 1020 Club. I was the treasurer for the association. So, and there's others, Eric Pierce. So there was all these people that came together, said, we love Downey, we believe in Downey, we're going to help make this pass. Nobody was paid to do any of these things, and even our staff worked overtime. They used my house as a landing spot for the signs. They would come after work there and put them together and do all these things. And anyways, it was a team effort by a lot of good people, and I want to say thank you to them. Our town hall meeting was very successful. So people that say that didn't hear about it, listen, you got mailers from the city. They were not telling you to pass. They were informational mailers. Here's what the law is going to say, and here's where you can go vote. So they didn't say, go vote for Measure D. So anybody that's questioning that, they really were very informational. The lawyers looked through it and passed it, and that's what why you were getting mailers. But the rest of the stuff came from the committee. The lawn signs, the website, the town hall meeting that we had with both police chiefs. Measure D passed resoundingly, and thank you to the residents of Downey. I feel better already. So Tuesday night's council meeting, they did some ceremonial things. I thought it was very good. They had a couple things that stand out. Number one is, and Mayor Trujillo had to leave the room because he owned some property in the downtown out of an abundance and caution. But they extended a contract for more patrols at the parks. RMI got a larger contract. It's not huge or super big, but it's been successful in the downtown. They expanded it to some of the parks. This augments our police and fire our police patrols on there. Doesn't replace them whatsoever. They're kind of low-hanging fruit. So that's something that they passed. The one that was a little bit controversial was this thing about redistricting. So you had this kind of this lawyer, one of those, I don't want to say ambulance chasers, but one of those lawyers that basically goes after cities or restaurants for ADA compliance or for things, and they send out a lot of them. A gentleman by the name of Andrew Suraga, he was on the Alvarado City Council for 9 years. Was never made mayor by his peers, finally became mayor, and a month later resigns, moves to Anaheim to run for their city council out there just now in this last election. So he sends a letter. The city of Downey has always been unique. We have four council districts, 1, 2, 3, 4, and almost split by quarters of the city. District 1 is southeast, District 2 is southwest, District 3 northwest, and District 4 northeast. But then when we put it up to vote, when our city became a charter city, became an incorporated city 60 years ago, we put it out to the residents how they wanted to have it. And at that time, James Stamps, that one of the original councils, they wanted to have a citywide mayor. So they put it out for the voters, and the voters said, no, we don't want a citywide mayor, but what we do want is a citywide council seat. So we have the four districts, and then we have one that's citywide. It's worked amazingly, okay? Every resident in the city of Downey has two representatives, technically. I live in District 2, so I get Hector Sosa, and I get Mario Trujillo, the District 5. We've had some great representatives in District 5. Alex Saab was a District 5 representative. Kirk Cartosian was a District 5 representative. You know, we've had great people leading us in those areas, and it really does help because we now have two for each one. So this gentleman threatened, this lawyer, Siraga, threatened that the California Voter Rights Act was being violated because we had a large district. Okay, in 2003, the California Voter Rights Act was put in. It's very liberal towards making sure that nobody is, you know, is underrepresented. But they don't like at-large districts because what would happen is if we didn't have any at-large, let's say all five council members lived in District 3 or they all lived in District 5. So they're not representing the whole city. But most of the cities had to go to an at-large, had to go to a council district from an at-large because of those issues. Downey has been exempt because we haven't had that problem. Nobody is underrepresented. As a matter of fact, we get two. So I think that they misread it, and I think the council like punted on this. And they voted on, they talked about it, they voted on going to the next step to have possibly five districts in the city of Downey. And the one question that wasn't asked, and I didn't see it in the report, because the city attorney rightfully said some of the risk, and there's like Santa Monica that's been fighting it, that's probably going to win, but they spent a lot of money doing that. And there hasn't been any city that's won fighting the at-large district, but they've never had one exactly like ours. We have four that are their permanent district and the one at large. So that example was not discussed, and I think that's the flaw. I thought that they should have gone and had that little nuance on the change in the California Voter Rights Act. Just by talking about it, it stops the litigation process that you're looking at doing something. I would have gone to our Assemblywoman Blanca Pacheco, which I mentioned it to her, if she could do that. But I'll tell you, I really am passionate that they should have kept it the way it is, because it works really well. I'm not for a citywide elected official, elected mayor. And if you do, with the term limits would apply, you're going to have to change the charter anyways. And it's eventually going to go to the council. I don't believe that this they can be able to get away with that, not going to the residents on this. But anyways, they punted. I don't disagree. I don't agree with their decision. I think they should have stuck to what's worked. It's worked for 60 years. I don't want half a representation. I don't want five districts on there. I'm losing one person representing me. And, you know, they talk, this council is great people, by the way. All five of them are honorable, ethical people, and I have respect for them all, and I've been able to talk to them all. So I'm not putting them down as individuals at all. But I think that why do I want to go from two representatives to one? That seems to be a little bit of an issue for me. And I don't think the nuance is out there. And number two, I don't like putting up with a bully. This lawyer just opened up his law firm like a month before he wrote the letter. So I don't know if it's one of his first ones. Anyways, take it for what you want. That's another issue, but I'm a little bit disappointed. Good news. The Downey Parade coming December 1st. That's always a big event for our city. Tree lighting December 2nd. Apollo tree lighting December 7th. the tree lighting ceremony December 2nd, and that's a good family event in front of City Hall. And then what everybody's been waiting for, Sprouts is going to be opening up December the 6th. So some interesting dates there. What election-wise, the national election, there's going to be some issues that are going to impact California, I'm sure. As we all know, President Trump won. The Senate was won by the Republicans. The House was won. There's still some local elections for Congress that are still in the works. I don't understand why it takes this long. I do understand it, but you know what? Everybody else can get their act together, and California is still counting, and every day 500 more and 300 here and so forth. So it's pretty bad. It's just not something that should be, and I don't know what the reason is. I think California has its own brand, and I think some of the things that you saw advertising on TV kind of backfired. California is a very liberal state. It went a little bit more center with the election of the election to have him taken out of office for Gascon. I think you see it up in the mayor in the San Francisco. I think you saw some of the propositions. People understood that rent control doesn't work and voted it out. That's the fourth time now in four elections. Prop 36 that made it tougher for criminals. I think we're all sick and tired of what happened after the 2020 George Floyd riots when we all swung to the left. And all the criminals said yay. And we see the nightly TV shows of raiding department stores and all the 7-Elevens and so forth, the mob flash mobs and so forth. So I think we all saw that. So the state says Prop 36, hey, but by the way, there's a caveat in there. If you're for drug treatment, we'll help pay for that or help you get it into drug treatment. But a crime's a crime, and we're going to stick to our guns on that. And the state overwhelmingly passed it. You and I passed it by 70%. I voted on that. So there's going to be some interesting thing what happens with California. We're seeing with President Trump, we're seeing some selections for his cabinet are amazing. I worked for Senator Marco Rubio, known him for over 10 years. He's got a fantastic choice for Secretary of State. I couldn't be happier. Some of the other ones are going to be interesting to see. Secretary of Defense, I am the civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army, so it's a nonpartisan position on there, so I will do whatever, and I love the current secretary, and I'll do whatever I can to help move forward the agenda of the United States Army. So that's non-political, it's apolitical, that doesn't mean anything from that perspective. But I think we're all a little bit of shock. We're not as much shock as Jimmy Kimmel when he starts crying on TV, and you have those teachers. Teachers, don't rant and rave in front of your students, okay? I don't care how sad you are. It's wrong. You and I know it, okay? You and I know that Abuelita's not going to be taken away. You and I know that women's rights aren't going to be taken away. You and I know that we may not like certain things, but don't do that. Don't do that, you know? Here in California, you saw those ads about one of the most controversial issues, abortion, right? In California, abortion is never going to be taken away. We voted on it as a constitutional amendment. So when you put an ad on there that if you elect so-and-so, he's going to take away your women's rights, you and I both know that's not true. And you and I both know that the Supreme Court on Roe versus Wade says, hey, we're punting this to the states. It's a states' right issue. We all know that President Trump said over and over, that's where it belongs. State of California has spoken either. Some other states have not spoken either, and some did. There was 10 states that had abortion issues. 8 of the 10 kept abortion on there, and 2 of them kept their laws anti-abortion. So it does belong to the states, and that's what he has. So please, let's not lie anymore. Let's not be disingenuous, scare people. On immigration, we've talked about this on there. I think there's a lot of low-hanging fruit of bad people. And I'm not talking about Abuelita or Tio Joe or whatever. I'm talking about there's hardened criminals. I don't know what the number is. It's not 11 million. It may be 500,000. I don't know. But if you're in a jail now for committing a serious felony and you're telling the federal government that you can't go in there, L.A. City, you guys are nuts. You're telling your police chief on there that ICE can't go in there to take a hardened felon take him back and deport him to Venezuela for Colombia or whatever. What are you thinking? You want him to stay in jail here or you want him to stay here? So that, I think that's the disconnect that we all have. We got to have some common sense on what we do that. And yes, number one is let's have some immigration reform. You know, Latinos, young men of color, both black and Latinos, voted more towards going to the right and voted more towards President Trump elect than they did for Vice President Kamala Harris. And I think because they felt that you're not speaking to me. LA Times called me and they asked me what I think about Latinos and what do we Latinos want, a Hispanic refugee. I said, we want the same thing everybody else does. We want good jobs or the opportunity for good jobs. We want a safe place and we want good education. Put it any order you want, education, you know, safety and jobs or any combination on there. That's what the American dream is built on. That's what we all want. That's what I want. So if you stick to those issues, and I think the left got away from those issues, they got to talking a lot more about social issues, and they kind of forget it's not about the price of butter or the price of eggs. It is about the price of gas and the economy and how you're feeling it. If you're telling me that the economy is great and yet my paycheck is smaller and my, you know, my costs are going up, then I don't feel it and I'm not voting for you. And I think that's what happened here in this election. So anyways, that's just a recap for me. I'm glad here in Southern California, at least in the city of Downey, we did the right thing. We have a completely, totally mixed council from ideology, yet they almost always vote alike because they are caring for what's best interest of the city. Yeah, they have one or two issues that they disagree on, but they're all basically good people that want to do what's right for Downey. So anyways, I think I just recapped it. Wanted to give you a little bit of idea of what happened at the council meeting. Again, the district part, there's going to be more discussion on that. And we'll go from there. But congratulations. I think that's the only meeting they're going to have in November, which that was kind of surprising, too. We never had only one meeting on there because even just to pay bills and a lot of other things. But they only have one meeting left in November. And December is usually an honorary meeting to do the change of do the mayor's election and the change of mayors and swearing in of new council. You got to remember Dorothy Pemberton, Councilwoman Dorothy Pemberton, came in, was a one-year, won that unexpired term. And then Horacio Ortiz, also the same thing. So they're both now going to fill their first term. And yes, if you think about it, like, hey, they can serve 9 years, one plus four plus four. We've had people to serve longer. We didn't have term limits all before. So we had a couple of people that served three terms from before. But they're going to do a great job. They care about the community, and so does the rest of the council. I think Hector Sosa, Mayor Pro Tem, will be the mayor next year. I think he's going to do a fine job. He's a good man, and he's been very level-headed on the council, and I think we're going to see great things for him as mayor. So, okay, feel free to call me if you have any questions. A lot of things happening. Some things here locally in the downtown that could be a lot of fun. This is the fun, busy season too. So feel free to give me a call at 562-706-4114. 562-706-4114. And, oh, I forgot, Shake Shack. You can see it on the corner of Downey and Firestone. It's coming up. I'm looking forward to being able to walk across the street and have lunch. So anyways, I will be back before Thanksgiving, but you know what? Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. It's chill with the family, and it's football. It's going to be great. We play next week, UCLA. We play USC. We have the victory bell now. God willing, we will. I shouldn't say God willing. Hopefully, we'll keep it. I don't pray to God to win a game. But I do want us to continue with the victory bell and beat those Trojans. So, anyways, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Talking Downey with Mayor Mario. And thank you to our sponsor, Financial Partners Credit Union, for making this happen.